Canto 1, Chapter 8, text number 23.
Yes.
Serial or series. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Rishikesh, Master of the Senses and Lord of the Lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Shri Chaitanya Manavishnam Shavitam Jena Bhutale Ayam Rupa Karamaya Ridati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahmani Chananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We've been singing Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal means the one who saves those who are in a very dangerous position, you can say. It's like Krishna provided for what am I forgetting her name? Who came out of the fire, Draupadi. Excuse me, Draupadi. Forgot her name. Because she was completely dependent on the Lord. There was no other help. And so Krishna was obliged. So that's why he's called Dinadayal, the one who's in the most dangerous, most precarious, a fallen, you can say. If they're actually a devotee, then he'll save them. So what does that mean? So we should go and run in front of traffic in the street and see if Krishna saves us? No, we don't want to do that. But still, for preaching, we should take risk. We should be bold. This is what Prabhupada says about the preacher, that why he gets the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya, because he's in the front line, he's taking risks, going to meet people, sometimes insulted. So many examples are there. Today, we see the glorious day of the rising of one of such devotees who was persecuted by his tormentors, by his envious people, Lord Jesus Christ, and how he rose, and this today being Easter Sunday. Just to demonstrate that we should take a risk for Krishna, because we'll never lose. That's the purport. Again, it doesn't mean we're foolhardy. We're not foolish, but we should take risks. Prabhupada took a big risk, like to come to this country at advanced age, and it looked like it was a foolish risk because he had two heart attacks and so on. But he took that risk even without any money, because he felt the urgency of carrying out the mission of the Lord, spreading the message of Bhagavad Gita. So we should have that same urgency, that same feeling, that let us sacrifice our own, you can say, self-interest even, for the interest of the Lord, and then we'll never be the loser. That's the point. We're really doing it for the Lord's pleasure. Then whatever we do will be successful, because Krishna will protect us. I have experience like that too. The times when circumstances were, unfavorable and almost dangerous, then I felt the presence of the Lord more. I experienced also how He protected me. Once we were on Harinam, and I don't know if I told you this story, but early days, 1968, we went to Thompson Square Park, where Prabhupada first started this movement. There was just about six or so devotees. And I remember I wasn't, it was like a spontaneous Harinam. We weren't really scheduled to have Harinam at that time, but one devotee said, "Come on, well, let's go out and chant." And I wasn't so inclined, but I thought, "All right, yeah, let's go." And then a few people went, we went chanting in the park. And from a distance, this man who was coming to, an envious man came running over in front of us. I was leading a kirtan, playing the kartel. He slapped the kartels out of my hands. And he stood in front of me very defiantly, like, "See, I did that, now what are you going to do?" He didn't say that, but he was just looking like that. So the kartels were tied, so they didn't fall down. I still had them in my hand. So I just stepped a little bit to the left to pass him, and just kept on dancing, walking. As we were walking, we were also dancing a little bit. I guess it was mostly just walking. And I just kind of pushed him a little bit to get out of the way, to get around him. And he became so angry, like a madman. Of course, he was kind of like in my back by then, but I didn't see him. But then he decided he was going to kick me. And he kicked as hard as he could. But because I was walking, he miscalculated and he missed. And his foot went up in the air. And he kicked so hard that it threw him off balance. And he landed on his back. Boom. And then I turned around and I saw him lying on his back. And he didn't know what happened. He thought somebody did something, you know, pulled him or something. He didn't know. And he got up and he ran away. He ran, really ran. Because it was like, he thought he was like some kind of mystic thing had happened to him, or somebody had hit, you know. And he wanted to just get away from us. So I didn't do anything really, just kind of pushed him a little bit, kept walking, kept the chanting going. But because there was some danger, so Krishna protected us. So many examples like that. We can read Sankirtan's story. So we should be ready to tell. That way our faith increases. We see, oh yeah, this is true. Krishna will protect us. Why are we worried? Why are we hesitating to be bold in our preaching? This is required. Not that, again, that we look for trouble, but in our preaching, if we're preaching with a good spirit, we want to help people. Why are we going out? We're not going out to fight with people. We're going out to help people. We want to give them the best thing. We're convinced this is the best thing. This Krishna consciousness is the best thing. And we have Prabhupada's books to give them, the most valuable thing. So we're going out with that spirit. We're looking for one sincere soul that we can benefit. There are so many sincere souls. So why don't we find one who will appreciate these books? Just like this girl came, Jessie. She said she got a Science of Self-Realization. And by reading it, she became convinced. So now she's becoming a devotee. So it's a fact. Because she's a little sincere, and she appreciates. And so similarly, there are so many sincere people there. We just have to approach them in a proper way. And then that's our motive. But in the discourse of that duty,